for this?
Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary, and a little lagniappe for you today, too. Today's story, sports ratings matter. Professional sports have finally reappeared onto the scene the past several weeks. And though the sports are being played in front of no fans or virtual fans like the NBA, the opportunity to watch sports again has finally returned. Based on the television ratings, though, it appears that much of America isn't missing sports as much as I might have first thought. Other than televised golf, most of America's major sports are falling well short of television audiences that they might have expected. With the cessation of sports beginning in March 2020, you might think that sports viewers would have a significant pent-up demand to watch the conclusion of basketball, for example, right now, or soon the beginning of football. Well, you might be wrong. The National Basketball Association decided to play an abbreviated end to its regular season in a creative and unique bubble environment at the Walt Disney World Complex in Orlando, Florida. The league reportedly spent about $150 million, yeah, you got that right, $150 million to create an indoor basketball arena complete with rows of virtual fans seen via Skype. A home team logo on the basketball court, your favorite home team's organ music even, and soundtracks which make it sound like thousands of people are cheering for the home team. Even a public address announcer to make it sound like the game is being played in your home team city. It is truly impressive. More importantly, the early weeks of the NBA's bubble in Orlando, Florida have been played without any noticeable issues from the ongoing COVID pandemic. With 4 months of pent-up demand, sports fans are remaining at home more than they would during an average summer, and television networks are heavily promoting the games. The television ratings for the NBA, though, are down. Big time. Last Friday, ESPN scored just 505,000 viewers for a Miami Heat versus Indiana Pacers game. It was the least watched NBA game on ESPN, ABC, or TNT since the year 2017, when a Chicago Bulls and Memphis Grizzlies game garnered just 377,000 viewers, but they were going up against an NFL playoff game. That's understandable. Through the first week of playoffs, the NBA's 2020 playoffs are averaging 1.68 million viewers, or down 30% from 2.39 million back last year in 2019. Now, some sports media outlets are cranking out biased stories this week that would have you believing that sports television viewing is typically down across the board during August. The NBA playoffs normally would take place in April, May, and June, they say. And as a result, some in the media are trying to convince you that the diminished basketball television ratings are about on par with what the league was expecting for games that are played in the month of August. Well, I say, based on what? Ask yourself this simple question. If there are millions more sports fans who are not traveling this summer and who are staying inside in record numbers due to a pandemic, why shouldn't television ratings be higher than average for that sport? If you love the sport, why would you not want to watch it while you're stuck inside the house? The NBA has been a leader in embracing social justice issues by the players this spring and summer. The vast majority of NBA players on the court are now wearing a jersey which features some brief social justice comment on the back. Seeing "I can't breathe" or "say her name" instead of the player's name on the back is just not what the average fan had tuned in to watch. The games also begin with a national anthem featuring the players taking a knee on the court, which was also painted with a large Black Lives Matter logo near the center. As covered in some of my other posts, some Americans prefer not to have their politics mixed into the pleasure of watching their sports entertainment. And based on the declining television ratings in 2020, some traditional NBA viewers have found other things to do with their time this summer. Now, the NBA isn't the only sport dealing with putrid ratings right now. HBO's annual NFL training camp series entitled Hard Knocks pulled in just 251,000 viewers last week. Now, that's down 50%, as this series has drawn a minimum of 500,000 viewers every week in August since back in 2017. Now, I'm still waiting to hear the media's explanation of why an annual football program like HBO's Hard Knocks, which has aired annually during an NFL team's training camp every year, has lost half of its viewing audience. Like the NBA, the NFL players have also been promising a season full of social justice commentary. Meanwhile, the rumors are heating up that the NFL is considering dropping the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner completely at football games, or they might suggest that the football players remain inside the locker room during the national anthem to avoid any on-field distractions during the anthem. Now, even if that were to occur, I would expect that the players will find other ways to raise their social justice messaging at football games this fall. If college and NFL football ratings are tackled for a loss this fall, a serious financial wake-up call between the television networks, the team owners, and the players of these sports may begin in earnest soon. With more and more former sports fans learning to break their old habits and find more enjoyable ways to spend their leisure time, this promises to be a very interesting fall. I'm Swamp Swami. See you soon.